Yes, yes, it is DJ Ski from Dash Radio, and you are now listening to the number one South Asian radio station in the world. I'm talking about Ruckus Avenue Radio, Dash Radio's exclusive South Asian station. Let's go.
Hi everyone, this is the Rahul Bajaj Show, featuring my bro Rajan Sahota, and thanks for having me on today. It's a pleasure to have you on. How's your day going?
Man, my day is going good, bro. Thank you so much for having me. First of all, it's a pleasure being here, and it's always exciting to talk to you, man. We always have a good conversation, so excited to see what we're talking about today.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah, and thanks so much for your time today. And to start off, I just want everyone to know a little bit about you and just your background story, like where you started and how you became successful over the years. So yeah, I'd love to start with that. Yeah,
for sure, man. So I mean, you know, I go by the name of Rajan Sahota. You know, I like to just represent who I am. At the end of the day, music has always been in my blood. I'm from Sacramento, California. Originally, though, I'm from India, you know, so I always like to tell people that as a fun fact. I'm not, you know, from this country. My roots, you know, come from India and Punjab, you know, but I came here when I was like 3 months old, you know. So basically, I grew up in Sacramento my whole life, but at home, I grew up in a really traditional household. So, you know, we spoke Punjabi at home. I listened to Punjabi music all the time, you know, for like 10 years. I played dhol going to different events. I was around the DJing scene, different things like that. And so I just had a lot of culture instilled in me for a long time. You know, my dad, he, you know, used to play the keyboard and sing a lot. I have, you know, six other uncles. I have a huge family just on my dad's side. And everyone, I just remember growing up when we would be at, you know, the different family get-togethers, there would always be a part of the evening, you know, part of the night where people are just singing, you know, singing, dancing. So just, you know, having a good time, entertainment, that was always just around me. I was just around that, and it's always been in my blood. And music, it talks to me. Growing up, I used to write a lot of, like, poetry and stuff like that. I was always kind of in the back of the class writing poetry. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a percussionist. I love the drums, you know, dhol, tabla, play both of those. So since I was 5 years old, I've had my hands on percussion. And so, like, I just have an ear, you know, for like rhythm and beat. When I hear good music or a good beat or something that's gonna get people dancing, I know I can put my finger on it, you know. So having that plus the passion of writing poetry, at one point I just combined it, you know. And this is it's a really funny story. Like, if you go on YouTube and you type in pen tapping, like literally pen tapping, you'll find a video on there with like 5 million views. You know, it's from when I was like 13 years old. It's crazy. I just used to make beats with pens. It's a super funny video of me battling, you know, this other kid in school, and we're just like going at it, and it's like super funny. But it got like 5 million views. It went viral. Wow. And I still use the same exact YouTube channel for my music that I drop now and any content that I drop now, because I think it's just kind of funny to see that and then what I do now. And for people to see that transition, they're like, oh damn, like he started with pen tapping and now he's rapping and singing, you know. So that's just kind of something that's funny. But you know, around that time, that's when I was getting into making videos and, you know, just creating content. I remember I bought this USB mic from the store, and I got it because I was going to make videos, but I ended up like going on YouTube, downloading, you know, just going on YouTube and finding random beats, you know. And I just randomly created this freestyle. I remember at the time it was Facebook was popping, like that was a social media platform that everyone was on, and after school you go on there and message your friends and whatnot. But I made this freestyle, put it on there, and it got like 100 comments, a bunch of likes, and people were like, make more. And I literally, that to me, I was caught so off guard. I thought people were gonna tell me to like stop. I thought they were gonna roast me. I was already prepared for that, you know. I just did it as a joke, but people said make more. So then I ended up making like my first official song, mind you, just made on a USB mic. I was using like Audacity at the time, which is like, you know, I'm sure some people have used that. It's like a really simple audio editing software, you know. So I made like 16 songs using that setup. It's crazy, you know. And I was like 16 at that time. But I wasn't really, you know, so 16, 17, I was making all this music. I was just doing it for fun. you know, started realizing, oh, people actually are liking what I'm putting out. So I thought that was dope, that I could do something that I like and people actually are enjoying it. So I continued doing that. But, you know, long story short, I basically ended up taking a break from music, you know, kind of around that, after I graduated high school, going into college, around those years, I took a break from music for like 3-4 years.
Oh.
And sometimes I think about that, like, man, if I never took that break, where would I be right now? Right. But anyway, that's another story. So, you know, in 2019, that's when I started recording professionally again. It was the end of 2018, beginning of 2019. And that's when I got back into, you know, really pursuing music and just taking it professionally, you know, being in an actual studio, being around other professionals, other artists, being around producers, engineers, you know, learning how the industry works and just really putting out quality stuff. And I'm really glad I did that, because now I can't imagine, you know, my life without music. I have, you know, this music note tatted on me. You know, it's probably upside down, can't really see it, but, you know, it's a music note, but it says it has life in there, right? So music is life. And I really, really, truly feel like that. I feel like it resonates with the whole world. And, you know, I'm probably going off on a tangent right now, but, you know, music is so beautiful to me, because regardless of where you come from, what language you speak, whatever it is, you can hear something good, and you can really, you can join a group of people with all different ethnic backgrounds, and you can all smile. You know, to me, that's what's cool about music. You know, so, man, thank you for having me here. You know, but that's my story. You know, that's my story. Just, I've always been doing this for fun. That's what I'm always going to continue doing. It's like Drake said, you know, the moment I stop having fun with it, I'll be done with it. And that's how I feel. I just feel like, you know, if you're going to do something, you got to have fun with it. And, you know, you're only here one time in life. You know, no one really knows when your time is up. So you might as well have fun with whatever you're doing. Life's too short to, you know, to be serious. But that's my story. You know, just a little kid from India here, you know, in California, just doing my thing, having fun with it.
Oh, that's a really amazing and inspiring story right there. I love that. When you started with that.
We just scratching the surface a little bit. Scratching the surface.
Yeah, that's true. Like with the end tapping, that's really cool. I'll definitely check out that YouTube video. And
it's funny, man. Like, it blew up. I have no idea why or how it blew up.
Yeah.
But if you go on YouTube, you type in pen tapping battle, it's so funny. You see me, it's like I'm a little kid. I have a beanie on, and I'm so. All right, man, I just completely obliterated the dude. I was just, like, super quiet. I just went along with it. You know, at the time, we were just having fun with it, you know, but now it just blew up into something viral. And, you know, like, nowadays things go viral like that, but back in that, at that time, it was, like, that was crazy, you know, to have hundreds of thousands of views on something or millions of views. It was like, oh, shit, you know, but nowadays, you know, like, things get viral pretty quickly with how, you know, how far we've come with technology and social media and all that different stuff. But yeah, man, fun facts. Went from pen tapping to rapping, went from playing pole to, you know, to performing songs and rapping and doing my own music, you know, so it's cool. It's cool.
Well, and you mentioned you started singing at the age of 13, is that right?
Singing, that's a, you know, I wouldn't really consider myself a singer per se. As a music artist. And I'm not saying that in like a defensive way. I would love to be a singer, don't get me wrong. You know, I would call myself a singer, but I feel like I'd be disrespecting a lot of the actual singers out there. Because, man, they hit some notes, man, that, like, sometimes, like, my engineer just, you know, he'd be looking at me like, dude, can you not, you know, it's just crazy. But, singing, rapping, music, you know, just writing in general, that's always been in my blood. I would say, I was about, when I first actually recorded something onto a mic, well, let me backtrack, because even when I was like 5 years old, I had a, you know, now that I think back on it, I, you know what I mean? You remember the, like, karaoke machines that you would have at the house, you know, and then back in the day, like, you could put the cassette in there and play, but then you could also hit the record button, and then you could record over the tape. So I messed up so many of, like, the tapes at the house. I would put on the actual cassette, you know, with the music on there, and then I would just grab the, you know, grab the mic that plugs into it. I would hit record, and I would just go on there. Man, I gotta find some of those tapes, because I know I have one, but that's like back when I was a kid, I would start doing that. But then when I was 15, that's when I, for the first time recording myself singing into a mic. I don't know if the world is ever going to hear some of that stuff, because I'm like, man, who the hell did you think you were when I was recording and saying some of this stuff? I remember I have like this one, I was 16 years old. I made this track. It was like the most sexual track I've ever made. I thought I was like Trey Songz at the time, and showing it to all the girls and like my history class, and they were all like, this is hot, and I was really, most people probably wouldn't guess it now, but growing up, I was a wallflower. I was super shy. My teeth were fucked up, dude. They were going in opposite directions. You know what I mean? Like, my teeth were so messed up. I look back and I'm like, I have no idea why any girl ever talked to me, ever. And it was as I got a little bit older that I realized, I think some people find me a little bit attractive. So I began to use that to bump my confidence up a little bit, and just being exposed to different things in life, having mentors in business and different things like that. I think I just began to understand human nature and realize we're all the same at the end of the day. And that's, I think I, just building my confidence, growing up, experiencing different situations, it helped me just come out a little bit more as a person in terms of being more confident. But growing up, man, I was shy. Dude, I was shy. I'm still shy. Don't get me wrong. I just sometimes, so you just gotta talk to yourself, and being shy is just a feeling, so you gotta tell yourself, hey, quit being shy. But I'm shy. I get shy, dude. I'm like everybody else. I get shy.
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, I was similar also when I was growing up. I used to be a little shy, and I actually my teeth also were I had buck teeth when I was growing up, and one of my teeth was on top of another, so I feel it. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. And I think I didn't get the traditional braces. I got the Invisalign, the Invisalign braces. I wish I just got the traditional things, because I used to have to take them out all the time when I would eat and this and that. But I think I still have the very first trays where my teeth are super messed up. Yeah. And one day I looked at it and I was just holy shit, it's crazy. Here's a question. Maybe not a question, but it's food for thought. So I was born in India. I don't know why I didn't get why this didn't happen to me, but isn't it crazy that most people, think about it, most people who are from India, or they just grew up there, right? Their teeth are fine. They never have problems. Most of them have better smiles than the people here. Have you ever noticed that?
I've noticed that, yeah.
Next time you go to a get-together, if you have a lot of family that wasn't born here or raised here, have everybody smile. Have everybody just line up and smile. And rate their smiles in your head. Don't say it out loud. That might be kind of fucked up. Seriously, I'm damn. A lot of these people, they have better smiles than any smiles I've seen here.
Yeah, that's true.
For free. For free.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, the funny thing, I was born in India, actually. I came to the U.S. when I was one. I was born in Bangalore.
Dude, that's crazy. So we're Indian brothers right there. There you go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, you also were born in India when you came here when you were young?
Yeah. So I was born in India, and then when I was 3 months old, I came here on 4th of July. Fun fact. Everyone, I always brag about that. Everyone was doing fireworks.
Yeah.
Right. That's just a bad joke.
Right.
Makes me sound big headed.
Yeah, but that's great. I love the story so far. And in terms of your music, who have you worked with so far? What kind of artists are in terms of, have you collaborated with anyone so far? How's that been for you over the years?
Yeah, for sure. So, this whole musical journey, just getting back into it, I think a lot of the beginning part of it was me just taking that time to build myself as an artist. And so, I have some projects coming out with some collaborations, You know, I don't want to mention any names. Slim Swagger, he's, you know, we have a project. I'm pretty excited about that. You know, that's coming out pretty soon. And then a few others in the works as well. I broke with Happy Singh. You know, shout out my boy Happy Singh, you know, from LA. He's doing some big things right now. So we did a track, you know, pretty early actually into my, when I was getting back into my journey, pretty early on that year. I think it was coming up on just like a full year of me doing it. I was going hard that first year. Like every month, I was dropping a project. Every month, you know, and like, a lot of people noticed that, which I was happy about. You know, it felt like a lot of my hard work was paying off. And which is, it's kind of interesting how something can feel like it's paying off when you're not really aiming for a monetary goal or anything like that. You know, I don't do music to get fame or attention. I don't do it for money. And by the way, if you're doing music or entertainment for those reasons, you're in the wrong industry, to be honest with you. You know, like, you have to really love this and do it because for the love of what it is. You know, you can't do it for anything else. You know, nowadays there's so many artists, so much talent out there. Like, you put your money on doing that, it's all about longevity. Like, do you really see yourself, and with how fast trends change, it's just unrealistic to think, you know, to think that that's just going to be a forever thing. And so that's why I just really believe in doing this, doing music, entertainment for fun, and doing it for the love of it. When you do it that way, you're going to create stuff that most people aren't really able to create because they force it, you know. So sorry, I got a little bit off track there, which I tend to do that sometimes.
That's all good. Now that's great advice for like, you know, the up and coming artists out there, and now since you've like been through it, it's really cool how you've been.
Yeah, so you know, the collaborations, you know, I've done some work with other artists. I always, you know, I'm very like picky, especially with the type of like producers I work with or the type of beats I'll use. I'm super, super picky with it. And I don't mean to say that in like a way like, oh, this guy, you know, like, I don't mean to say like that. It's I attribute a lot of it to the fact, maybe it's just because I was around the DJing scene for so many years and I heard so many different kinds of music where I just have such a certain taste, you know, or I just know it has to have certain instruments or a certain structure to the beat for me to like it. You know, which I'm trying to be more experimental and be more open-minded with that, actually. So, you know, now I'm trying to connect with, you know, different style of producers and different style of artists and, you know, collaborate and do things like that. But I think up until now, a majority of my stuff has been focused on myself, you know, really just really just developing myself as an artist and letting people know and showing people that I have all these different styles to show. You know, I don't want to be known as someone that just creates music for the club, you know, or you know, just creates music for girls to shake their ass. I don't want to make music that's just, you know, like for like just the sad stuff. I don't want to make music that just is about partying, you know, or just about the serious topics of life. I don't want to make music that just has Punjabi infused with it. You know, sometimes I put out records and people really like it. And I'm like, make more of that. You know, or hey, when are you coming out with another song like this or like that? And it, you know, obviously content like that is gonna come around again. That's never gonna be gone. That's, you know, obviously that's in me and that's who I am. So, you know, it'll come around again when I'm being authentic and being myself. But as far as trying to recreate something, that's just not what I believe in. I don't believe in trying to recreate a style over and over again. I just believe in doing what's fun, doing what's, you know, what your heart feels like. I don't, you know, I never think to myself, I don't wake up one day and say, oh, you know what, today, let's make a club banger. Or, hey, you know what, I woke up today, oh, you know what, today, let me make a song where I talk a little about some serious shit in my life. You know, I don't wake up like that. It's just, if I'm thinking things or I'm feeling things, I start to write about it. Or if I hear certain music or if I hear an instrumental or a beat, it provokes a certain emotion in me. And then I start thinking about stuff along that energy, you know, where I start to think these thoughts or these words or a flow and I start to write it down. You know, so that's just kind of how it's been to me. You know, and everyone is different with music, which once again, that's one of the things that's so dope about music is everyone experiences it in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about like perspective and kind of like the way you grew up or the music you grew up listening to is going to affect a lot of the way you perceive certain music or certain things being presented to you. You know, so I always like to see people's reaction. I always love to get feedback. I just think it's super dope. I think it helps us understand each other as humans and, you know, just the way we think. It just brings people together.
Yeah, most definitely. And it'd be great to listen to one of your songs every to like perform for us. And then the
definitely,
audience,
man.
Audience will love
so
it.
I think I'm beginning to find myself more as an artist, and I think now the direction I'm really going to begin to go in is going to be more raw, more authentic, be more real. You know, I think in the beginning, and I think this happens with a lot of artists, is, you know, you kind of that initial energy, you know, you're creating all these, like, you know, songs that just have a certain type of energy to it. I don't want to say, like, I'll call them club bangers. You know, it is what it is. Like, a lot of my initial songs, they were club bangers, for lack of a better word. It was just stuff you would hear in a club. You know, people would say you sound like a Punjabi tiger, and I would laugh at that because I didn't make the song trying to sound like that. But I just thought it was funny that they thought it kind of represented that, or, you know, sounded like that. I'll share, you know, actually the most recent track I just did, man, Stay Away. And one thing I will say is every project that I'm the most, if you take my five, like top five projects, each one of those was written during a time where it was just a hell of a day. Let's just say that. It was just a hell of a day. You know, whether it was something with my personal life, my family, you know, like, you know, fine, whatever it is, it was just always related to something in my real life. And when my emotions were high, I'm telling you, that's when I probably wrote like my top five song. But man, let's check out Stay Away. You know, Stay Away is kind of an interesting song. Before I play it, you know, I, the artwork, I always like look at it, and I always start to think to myself. And, you know, it's one of those songs that when you start to play, and if you stare at the artwork, you kind of feel like you're in the artwork, because the artwork is a view looking out the window of a plane, and like there's clouds, and like the sun is kind of, you know, shining. And so you kind of like, I'm going to play the song, but you kind of feel like, oh shit, you kind of feel like you're floating in the artwork in a way. So I thought that was really trippy and really cool. But, you know, like there's a, you know, you can kind of hear like this story throughout the song, but you see this, you know, this balloon, you know, it has my initials actually representing Raf Simmons, and my initials are the same. So it's like a little Easter egg in there, you know, but there, it's floating away, and there's a teddy bear attached to it, you know. You know, teddy bears, like a lot of times you represent that as, you know, like comfort and love, you know, you're in a relationship, you buy the girl a teddy bear or whatever, right? And that's like attached to this balloon, and it's floating away, and this person is looking out of the plane. So this is one of my favorite projects I've ever done. So Stay Away, this one's actually available on all platforms right now. The visual is going to be coming out for this very, very soon. I'm super excited about that. I have a couple of visuals coming out by the end of the year, so let's check this out, Stay Away. It's a little dark, a little eerie, I'd say.
Right.
You know. Make up your mind, tell me shit I really thought. Every time you stop, you stay out too far away. Got it close to five, then you walk like it's okay. He's the kind of games I ain't got the time to play. You won't forget if I'm the one you push away. You gonna regret if I'm the one you push away. Make up your mind, do you want me to stay? Or is it time, maybe I should get away. Something about my head, I need to focus myself. Maybe it's about time that I deal with myself. If I'm in the deep end, I move Michael Phelps. I don't like to sit by, just like that it helps. I got the fire inside me, I know it burns you. I'm in the thousand eyes, so I see the bars view. Tell me what's serve you. It's not a person that I know, I don't deserve you. I got demons that won't stay inside. Don't be stitches, take you for a ride. I can't see you think I'm losing my mind. Distracted design, and it's one of a kind.
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
You know, actually, you could probably, like you were talking about the artwork, you could maybe tie it to an NFT eventually, maybe once.
That'd be sick.
That'd be pretty cool.
I have to talk to you about that.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, one more song I really love is Jet Diana.
Jet
Diana, yeah.
Definitely, man. Let's check that one out real quick. So, Jet Diana, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
And it was a little, I know, like, some people, they kind of talk about a little bit of controversy behind it.
Yeah.
And it's completely accidental. Because when I thought of this song, I didn't even think about the fact that, you know, Fateh and Amar Sandhu, they have a song called Jet Diana. You know, that track is dope. Amar Sandhu, Fateh, man, they're both dope, good people. And, you know, so, like, mad respect, shout out to them. But when I did this song, it occurred, like, and just, like, after the song was done, right? And I was like, oh, shit, this is dope. What is a song out there called Jet Diana? People don't think that this is trying to, it's not like a diss, or it's not like, you know, trying to compete with that or anything like that, or it's not a rip off of that.
Yeah.
It was just something fun, you know, Jet Diana, and, you know, it was just something fun at that time. You know, Tatiana by Blueface, really popping. So that's really where Jet Diana came from. And, you know, Tatiana, you know, by Blueface, you know, and it was just something fun, you know, like Jet Diana.
Yeah.
You know, so we made a song. And, you know, I just felt like something was missing to us. So, you know, we talked about collaborations earlier. This one's actually with Happy Singh. So he did his thing on there, you know, check out Jet Diana real quick. We did a music video for this one.
Yeah, hella fun. I saw that, yeah.
So check it out. You know, we did a little mansion party for that. So, you know, that was cool. But it's a Jet Diana, man. Raja Sahota featuring your boy Happy Singh. Good on all platforms. Jackiana, I wanna get a job, bust down. Take a body and her ass and a hip sound. Papa got the Ajame no gusto. Where you bad, cause your niggas don't trust you. They come kill up on the holler, what you can do. Then I send me a hand, now I go to pay so. Jackiana, then I bust a canto. Jackiana, I wanna bust down, canto. Yeah, so I'm like a race right now. I must say that I'm trying to get a text right now. And I ain't trying to see your ass on a FaceTime. I can tell pretty ass a lot of waste time. I should tell the killer they have to sign your name, you're not gonna be. When you move them in the fucking cookie, you're not gonna be. But you know I'm talking heavy, fucking name, you're not gonna be. But the legend like a birdie gene, make it jack to me. I bust it down, till the match is you. Tip away and run, till the legend come, I gotta be. Keep it real, you don't fucking win, take a. Get those dollars in the bank, hit the bag, you don't ever take a rest. We be in the club, saying Sarah with your chest slap. My girl stop, horn the cow, bring your bus through, and I could have become a muscle. I'm niggas blaming you, throwing to Deanna, horn the cow, job, bust down. Take a body, I'm realizing that he'll snap. Got the cup, the eyes are in the bus through. Where you gag, cause your niggas don't trust you. We got the love, we tell them what we can do. Then I send me out, and I'll come and thank you. And yeah, then I'll bust a cup through. Take Deanna, horn the bus down, cup through.
Shout out Happy Singh right here, man. Dang, dang.
Even when I cannot blame you, get to let it go. Use the next hope you know, yeah. Yeah, you do the most, you just got the hurry down, so I'm never on the low, yeah. So I ain't switching phone. Show your friends what you want. and you would see very nasty. If you fast food, hey, touchdown. Alright, so get the honor right there. That was a fun one. I'm not gonna lie. That was an experience for sure, you know, and even in the video, it was super cool because, you know, the song's called Jet Diana, so you probably expect, like, a bunch of, you know, like, Punjabi girls or Indian girls, whatever it is, but it was cool. Like, we had just, like, all types of ethnic backgrounds. We had a little mansion party. It was a fun time, man. It was good energy. It was good vibes. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I wanted that video to just represent, you know, people coming together at the end of the day, you know, because... You know, just think about how diverse of a song that is. If you look at the video, you have girls from every, like, you have white girls, you have black girls, you have Indian girls, you have, you know, the Latina girls. Like, it's crazy. You have every girl in there. And then on top of that, the song is called Jitiana. It has Punjabi and English combined. Mm-hmm. And then on top of all of that, the beat is not like a traditional beat. It has a Western sound to it. It's a banger. You know what I mean? So you take all those things together, you fuse it, and bam, you got Rod and Sahara featuring Atkinson, Jeff Diana. That's just how it goes.
Nice. Yeah, I really love that song.
And it'll happen again.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it'd be great to have.
Thank you. I think that was a lot of people's, you know, favorite project or top project. Mm-hmm. And then even when, you know, I did another one recently with him, it was kind of like a part two. It was called London.
London,
you know, and I feel like we've all been home during this pandemic, and like, who doesn't want to go to London? You know what I mean? But I don't know why, for some reason I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna make this song called London. I imagine myself flying to London. You know, we're gonna do a video for this one soon too, so I'm pretty excited about that. But London was a similar concept where it had, you know, it was like an English song, you know, kind of like a club banger in a way, and but it had elements in there where there's Punjabi, you know, excuse me, and I like that. I think one of my strengths is just the fact that, you know, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like when you hear my music, it really sounds like I'm a Punjabi artist. I personally don't really think when I hear that, you know, that it sounds like a Punjabi artist. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of unique and cool to me that, you know, literally I speak 100% Punjabi at home. Got a Punjabi boli diya, of course, boli da ni English to body boli diya. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at home, it's just Punjabi. I was born in India, I speak Punjabi 100% fluently, but yet the music I make is not, it doesn't have like a bunch of people in there. It's not like, I'm not, you know, not boli ani paun de, it's, you know, it's not like your tradition. I'm not even, my lyrics aren't even in Punjabi, you know.
That's true.
It's, like, I just think that's pretty, I think that's cool, you know, and I have fun with that, you know. I like to kind of confuse people in a way. You know, sometimes people don't think like I'm like Hispanic or something, you know. I think I'm Middle Eastern, you know, or like Persian, all types of, you know, crazy things. I'll take it. It's cool to me, it's fun to me that you don't really know what you're gonna get, you know. Shit, a lot of times I don't even know what I'm gonna get from my music, you know. I just do it, have fun with it, we create, you know. The goal is to have fun with it. Like, that's the ultimate goal, and to make people smile and enjoy it. You know, that's, if you were to ask me, why do I make music, why do I spend the time, energy, and money to do it, you know, as an independent artist, there's a lot of time, energy, and money that goes into making music and putting these projects out. There's not a huge label backing me right now. There's, you know, I've been offered, you know, contracts before, and that's just not something that I'm drawn to. I think it's cool being independent and creating something from nothing. To me, that's like one of my favorite parts about it, being so hands-on. Yeah. You know, but if you were to ask me, like, yo, why do you do all that? It's because I can put it out and people, they repost it, they comment, they like it, they share it, they listen to it in the car, or the gym, or with their friends. You know, they share with people like, hey, yo, listen to this, you know, and it's just cool to me.
Yeah,
you know, it's just so cool to me.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I was going to follow up with a question. Like, I know you probably answered this like early on in our interview, but what actually like inspired you when you were starting out? What, like, was it your parents or like something, or like another artist, or just in terms of what overall, what was that inspiration that got into you?
Yeah. So I think like growing up, you know, now I listen to so much music, like so many different types of artists and things like that. But, you know, there's a period of time where, you know, like the main artist I really listened to, it was Wiz Khalifa. Yeah. It was Kid Ink. You know, I was listening to Drake like in those early years when he was just getting started. Now he's been in the game over 10 years. You know, it's like there's an inside joke with other artists, like, you know, they'll put something out and on the charts, like Drake's number one and they're number two. And then they're like, well, I'm technically number one because Drake doesn't count. You know what I mean? But it's just like Drake's been in the game so long. Now when Drake releases stuff, this is no shade to Drake. Mm-hmm. It's like, now when he puts stuff out, I'm never in a rush to listen to it, ever.
Right.
Like, I listen to it way later. You know why? Because I know it's going to be good. Like, you don't even have to check it out to know, oh, let me check it out to see how it is. Like, no, dude, you already know it's going to be good. You know there's going to be some slaps on there. Gonna be some shit on there's gonna make you probably get in your feels a little bit, you know, and that's just how it is, like every project. So I'm not in a rush to really listen to it. I know it's gonna be good. I'll check it out when I check it out, you know. But early Drake, you know, I was listening to, you know, Tyga. I was listening to you know, Kid Ink was like really an artist that I followed a lot. And it was like when his song Show Me came out. You know, that was like the song that really got him super mainstream and everyone, you know, started listening to him. But, you know, I think with every artist, like and I admire this a lot about every artist, is that period, like before they really pop, you know what I mean? Like that, I admire that the most. I love seeing like behind the scenes footage and shit like that, or just like content of like artists in the studio or like their early interviews and things like that. Cause I feel like it shows so much growth. It's so raw. You know, and then they go mainstream, and then they get more polished, and then now, you know, it's like by the time everyone knows them, I feel like they've already kind of gone through a lot of like that struggle and the trials and tribulations. It's like a butterfly, you know, like a polished artist. Like once they're mainstream, a lot of them, they're looking at the butterfly, but they were at one point, you know, like a fucking caterpillar, you know, and they had to break through their cocoon and do all that stuff, and, you know, and go through like an ugly phase almost in order to become that beautiful thing. But yeah, some of my art, you know, my influences, you know, those artists for sure. And then also, you know, I listen to a lot of different Punjabi artists. I'm not even going to begin naming them. Obviously, the legends that we have, Kaleemon and Jazzy B, Sushimushinda, you know, obviously those legends, you know. And then but aside from that, you know, I feel like I was just so open to different artists and different styles that I exposed myself to so many different styles that I allowed almost all of it to inspire me, you know. And I feel like that's why you listen to my stuff. It's like nothing really sounds like something else. You know, everything kind of sounds like its own style. It damn near sounds like each thing is coming from a different artist. You know, sometimes I'm like, damn, I don't even sound like myself on this one that I did on that one. You know, obviously, yeah, I do, you know, get a little ahead of myself. What I'm trying to say is the styles can just be so different, you know. But I think growing up, I allowed myself to be so open-minded to music. And it's kind of sad, man. I feel like some people don't let that happen. It's almost like they try to be a fan of one artist or one style so much that I feel like they almost kind of close the door on all this other amazing stuff that's happening, you know? Like, I personally know people like that. It's scary, you know? Like, they're so obsessed with an artist. I'm like, how are you obsessed with an art? And that's great for them. I'm not talking shit. Let's not confuse this, okay? I'm just saying, like, look, think about it logically. If you're an artist of one person or style for 10 years, right? That's 10 years worth of like different styles that you didn't hear. I almost feel like you're behind from the rest of the world, from like pop culture, you know, where I have this theory, and I was talking to one of my cousins about this one day. I was like, dude, don't you think that like this has an effect? Like, think about it. If you've just been a Drake fan for the past 10 years, right? You don't think your mind is maybe programmed in a certain way or is designed to perceive things in a certain way? So now everything you do in life, every interaction you have, it's all just kind of based around music is programming. Let's be real here.
That's true.
You listen to one thing enough, you're gonna, it's conditioning, right? It's basic psychology, you know? Look, I didn't graduate college because I chose not to, but I know a good amount about psychology, all right? It's like, it's conditioning, dude. Like, you listen to something enough, you're gonna condition yourself to, you know, you're gonna be programmed around that. So that's my theory. Like, if you wasn't a Drake for 10 years, you're just gonna perceive things in a certain way. And maybe that's why we don't see eye to eye. I'm just kidding. I love Drake. I love Drake myself. You know, but that could be any artist. You know, if you just listen to one person or thing for so long, I feel like you kind of block out a lot of, block out a lot of the other stuff in the world.
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I love Drake. I think he's a great artist, actually.
How can you not love Drake, man? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Drake's, you know, Drake Baji. Like, come on, you gotta love Drake Baji.
That's true. Interesting story, actually. I'm in contact with, there's a man, DJ Spade, one of Drake's DJs, so I could touch with him.
I remember you were telling me about that a few months back.
Yeah, so actually it's been good. They want to actually get into NFTs as well. So I think slowly all these like different celebrities want to put out their own NFTs, which is pretty cool space. And I think more and more people are like, even Bollywood artists like Latra and all the like, Guru around the world.
Let's start with the teddy bear and the balloon hanging out the airplane window.
Yeah, definitely. We should definitely do that. And that'd be great. I think it would become a pretty cool, it can turn into a pretty cool NFT. So we should definitely work on that.
I'm down, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Actually, another question I had was, where do you see, like, you know, the latest trends now in, like, music, like, business and technology? Where do you see it going, and, like, where do you see yourself going, say, in the next 5 to 10 years?
For sure. I think just everything in general, you know, like, technology is going to be a huge, huge part of everything moving forward. That, you know, like, it's just so obvious, you know. How can you can't even deny it, you know, how big a part technology is going to have, you know. And, you know, just thinking about certain things, is like in California by 2035, there's going to be no more, you know, gas-powered cars being sold, you know. So you just think about that. I think things are, you know, just the trends. I think everything is going to be more technologically advanced. I think every industry, regardless of what it is going to be more geared towards, it's going to be geared around convenience, regardless of whatever industry that is, because that's what has really made, like, if you look at kind of each industry or each vertical that's out there, then you look at the companies that are big in it, they took advantage of that concept. They leveraged it, convenience, right? Like, you look at Uber, why is Uber such a big thing? Because you can literally use your phone to just call and ride. Right? You don't have to hail down a cab. That's convenient, right? Why is Netflix convenient? Because you can just literally pick a movie and watch it. You don't have to go to the theater. Why is DoorDash convenient? You don't have to go to the restaurant. You just order the food there. You know, why is Amazon convenient? Do anything you want. You can go on there, find it. It's at your house, like, the next day. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I think everything, like, you know, I think everything's just going to start getting more convenient. You know, even cars. Like, I feel like the cars that are going to be the most popular are the ones that require you to do the least amount of shit. Oh, what's one that comes to mind right now? Tesla, right? Oh, get a Tesla. You don't have to touch the wheel. Dude, right there, convenience, right? Like, I see all these, like, different things, like music, sports, business. I see all these different things getting really, really advanced, and I just envision, I don't want to envision it, but I just have this feeling that's just going to happen naturally, is I think humans are just going to get more and more lazy. I just personally believe that. I think like, you look back at the generation, like, our parents or grandparents, you know, I just personally feel like they're way more hardworking, you know. I want us to prove that wrong. Like, I want to see that not be true. I want to, you know, see my peers and, you know, like, my sisters and brothers and cousins and everyone in the world, the next generations, as we continue, I want to see them get harder working and get them, you know, more advanced. But I feel like the opposite is happening. Like, it's just crazy. I feel like the opposite thing is happening. And I feel like we're the last of, like, a real breed. Like, we're the dying breed. You know what I mean? And, like, in the next 5 years, I see myself just, you know, continuing to have fun with what I'm doing. I see myself making music, putting music out there. In 5 years, shit, who knows what, like, the, you know, next big social media platform is going to be. Right now, I feel like Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. 5 years, like, who knows? You know, they say, you know, and I was actually in the financial industry for a short period of time, too. But, you know, I learned at one point that every 7 to 8 years, trends change. You know, you look at music, like, the style of music changes every 7 to 8 years. So the next 5 years, like, it'll be changed. You know, it'll be different. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We might all be singing country type shit. You know, I don't know. You know, and clothes, they change. Like, before, you know, baggy jeans, saggy jeans, they used to be the trend. Now it's like skinny jeans, right? But I remember when I first started rocking skinny jeans, my uncle used to look at me super weird. You know, he used to, like, kind of make fun of it. Now, people make fun of loose-fitted clothing. It's just interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with cars and all that. Like, now, if you notice now, the sports cars are all coming back. You know, and so I think it's going to be interesting. Like, right now, I think we're seeing a lot of trends change. And 5 years from now, we'll look back at 2021 or, like, 2015, and it'll just feel like it was so long ago. You know, I just think the next couple of years are just going to keep changing so fast with everything we're doing. Before, I felt like change was slow, but now it's, like, it's fast. It's crazy. Yeah, we might be doing an interview in space next time. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe that could be possible. Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, with this whole pandemic, a lot of things have changed. Like, I mean, everyone's going virtual, and it's like, it's changed, like, the whole way people look at life, and just by that wearing a mask, like, you can really see people nowadays. I mean, now it's slowly becoming better, but I think, you know, it's better to be safe and see what's happening around, you know, just make sure your family's safe and your friends, and just, I mean, going to events is amazing, but I think we have to take it step by step, like, and then eventually get
for
to
sure.
A place. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, you know, a lot of people, they kind of, like, they jump the gun, you know, and, you know, that's myself included. I think just us as human beings, like, we tend to do that a lot. We just kind of, like, jump the gun and, you know, get a little ahead of ourselves. And, you know, with things opening back up, you know, we shouldn't forget that, you know, how serious of an effect that, you know, this virus did have, you know, and let's just not forget that, you know. Obviously, I don't think that you should be, obviously, be cautious, you know. There's going to be people who twist my words, but I'm not saying don't be cautious. It's just like, don't be overly cautious to the point where it's affecting your life. You know, what I mean by affecting your life is, like, you're not doing things that a normal you would do because you're so paranoid, you're so scared that now you're letting this thing rule your life, right? Like, you're too scared to go to places that you want to go to. You know, you're too scared to come around in contact with anyone who's been out in the real world, you know? And I think before, like, people obviously were more paranoid because there was more uncertainty, but now the more research we do, you know, there's more facts. You know, over opinion, there's more facts now. But yeah, you know, we obviously still have to be careful, you know, for sure. This thing's not over yet. And, you know, I hope everyone out there is, you know, staying safe, and especially for your family, you know, like, think about your parents, think about your grandparents, think about your, you know, little brothers and sisters and the nieces and nephews that you have, because, you know, you don't want to, you know, it's better, it's easier to be careful than it is to live with regret. I'll say that. So, you know, better safe than sorry, for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. And, yeah, I guess just one last question, and I would love to hear any closing thoughts here. But I guess what is one piece of advice you would give to someone like me, or like, you know, someone who's an up and coming artist, or wants to get into the space, like, what is that, like, one piece of advice, or any advice you might have to get into the, like, entertainment slash, like, yeah, music industry?
For sure. I would say with anything, but, you know, like music, but you can apply this to, you know, really anything in life, is enjoy the process. You know, like, it sounds kind of cliche, but, like, really fall in love with the process, not the result. Because, you know, you don't want to be someone who, you know, you put out, you know, a project and, you know, you're getting attention and it's popping off, and then you fall in love with, like, that clout. You know, you fall in love with getting attention from the likes or the comments or getting followers or, you know, that stuff. You know, like, you don't want to fall in love with things for the wrong reason. And so with anything, like, fall in love with the process. And if you can fall in love with the process with anything, you're going to achieve greater results,
yeah,
like, way beyond than you would have ever imagined, versus if you just do that to get the goal, you know, because you're going to hit that goal, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you'll probably hit the goal. But once you hit it, then what? Then there's, like, no more motivation left, you know. Yeah. But if you fall in love with the process, and even once you hit the goal, even once you get something you want, you're so in love with the process that you just want to keep doing. And you're just going to keep doing and doing and doing. And so, you know, eventually you just surpass all these goals. You have everything you want. You look back, you're like, oh, shit, you know. And so that's what I would say. Fall in love with the process. And, you know, it's obviously easier said than done, for sure. Like, way easier said than done. Because as humans, we're about convenience, right? We just want the result. We just want that. But yeah, fall in love with the process. You know, try it. Just try to fall in love with the work, and I promise it's not as bad as you think. You know, as you might think, you probably end up falling in love with it, and you'll thank yourself later.
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Yeah, most definitely. No, that's really a great piece of advice, and no, thanks so much for sharing that. And do you have any, like, closing thoughts, like, on everything what we've talked about today, or just in general, like, anything, any new upcoming projects you have? I know we talked a little bit about it, but
thoughts? This year is coming up. It's coming to a close really fast. You know, before you know it, it's gonna be like Christmas time, and, you know, like, we're gonna pass Thanksgiving, Christmas so fast, and the New Year. And, you know, it's just, you know, so before the year ends, you know, on the music note, definitely, you know, you guys should expect some more visuals, at least 2-3 more visuals, at least, you know, 1-2 more singles. And then next year, you know, I am working on another EP, so that's something that's in the works right now. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you follow me, you know, on all social media platforms.
Yeah.
But, man, just to, you know, leave off, I really feel like, you know, the world has, like, it's so easy for society and, you know, for us to focus on, like, drama and negative things or bad news, you know. And I think we should just all make a more conscious effort to focus on positive things and be more positive, say nice things, spread more love, joy, positivity, because really, man, life is way too short, you know, to be caught up in all that other bullshit. And you know, like, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to, you know, your family and your friends to be positive, to be happy, and, you know, leave any place you go, leave it better than you saw it, leave it better than when you got there. And that's what life is about, you know. So thank you, man, once again, for having me here. It was a pleasure. Hopefully we get to do this again sometime. It's definitely a pleasure, man. But yeah, man, make sure you guys follow me, because I want to stay in touch with everybody. This is just, you know, the beginning of a great journey. A lot of, you know, and I know a lot of great things are going to continue to happen now that things are opening back up. You know, there's going to be more shows, you know, be more in-person appearances. And we're just going to keep grinding, keep making it happen. And that's what I encourage everybody else to do too, man. Just keep making it happen. You know, like Nipsey said, the marathon continues.
Yeah, most definitely. And then, no, thanks so much for coming on today. It was a pleasure having you as a guest, and I really love your story, and, like, how you, where you started and how you made yourself, like, in terms of success, how you've been able to build, like, you know, all your music, how you've been able to put it together. So it's really great to hear that, and it's really inspiring. So, and I guess just one last thing. Yeah, definitely. I guess one last thing, maybe we could play, like, one last one of your favorite songs. Like, which one has been your favorite? Like, you've than overall?
Oh man, see that one's hard. You know, that one's hard. I'll have phases. You know, I'll start liking the song, and then you know, I think it's just like the style for that week. But let's end it off with, since this pandemic is coming to an end, man. You know, this one we'll dedicate it to you, man. We'll dedicate this to the Rahul Bajaj show, since you said your favorite was Jukiana. Yeah. We'll play the one, you know, that I feel like is a little bit of part two, London. So let's go to London and let's check this out, man. So London, this one's featuring Happy Singh as well. And then we'll end the Rahul Bajaj show with London. Shout out my boy UV Beats, man. Killed it on this one.
Welcome, man. I'm glad we got this set up, and yeah, I'm looking forward to many more shows together. This is like one of many, so I think it's gonna be amazing. Yeah,
absolutely, man. Sounds good. Well, hey, one of these days I'm gonna interview you and ask you about your journey, how you started this.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
let's make it happen, man.
Yeah.
All right,
guys. Awesome.
You guys be smooth.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow me on all my social media handles. Let's stay in contact, man, with everyone. It's So Hot Sahota. So hot, like it gets a little hot in here sometimes. S-O-H-O-T, last name Sahota. S-A-H-O-T-A. So Hot Sahota. S-O-H-O-T-S-A-H-O-T-A. It's your boy, Roger Sahota, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Y'all stay up.
Peace. Yeah, you all should follow him. He's a great artist, amazing, and I love all the songs, so definitely you all should check him out, and looking forward to his upcoming songs. So yeah, thank you all so much for
make sure y'all follow my boy Rahul, because Rahul Bajaj show is going down. Let's get it.
Thank you. Awesome.
All right, peace. Cool.
Peace.
Hi, my name is Rita Mara, and I'm a musical fusion artist from London, and I'd just like to say I love Rookus Avenue Radio.